car. Oh, here we are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Young in Love podcast. I am your host, the most inconsistent podcast host in the world. I know, I'm sorry, I apologize. My name is Darius Covington, if you don't already know that. This podcast is called the Young in Love podcast. However, being young in love has nothing to do with your age in love, but it has all to do with your experience in love over time. This is not one of those podcasts where we are hyper masculine or we be trying to like dog out the other gender. We are simply here to have conversations. Most of what I talk about on here, on Instagram, and on TikTok isn't even advisable content. It's more of just, this is my experience in life. You can glean from this or you can choose to not glean from this, however it may be for your experience in the content. With that said, y'all have been asking me for another podcast episode, and this is what I decided to obey God and do. However, I'm struggling. I'll be very transparent. I am in a very interesting season of my life right now with God telling me to do things that are kind of sacrificial, that I'm not trying, but obedience is better than sacrifice. But I'm not trying to. I'll be very honest with you. I'm always very transparent. I ain't trying to listen to God right now as it pertains to certain things. But I know that eventually, because of my relationship with God, I know that eventually I will submit to his plan, to his will. And my biggest prayer, really all the times, is in the times that I don't submit to your will, God, force me to do it. And so sometimes that might look like God aggressively firing us from a job, breaking up a relationship, you know, whatever, giving us health, medical conditions that take us away from the thing that God is calling us to be taken away from. So y'all pray with your boy that I would either easily choose to be obedient to God, or that the man would just force me into obedience. I don't want the latter part. This is where we are. Anyway, by the title of this podcast, whether you're watching this on YouTube, hi, if you're watching on YouTube, y'all already know y'all are my favorite people. I'm trying to grow the YouTube channel over there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those other streaming platforms are doing well. I checked the numbers this week and y'all are all over the world. Shout out to y'all in the continent of Africa, though. I don't know how I got over there, but that is actually probably my biggest following now over where I'm at right now in America. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everyone who's watching this podcast. Whether you're a friend, a stranger, or something in between, thank you for your support. Thank y'all for sticking beside me in my inconsistencies. I do love y'all. Anyway, if you saw the topic of, or the title of this podcast episode, you know that today we are talking about a barren season. This podcast might also look a little different. I should add that before we start, if you're watching the visual portion of it. I'm currently sitting in my car. What I usually do when I do the podcast is I would just rent an Airbnb that looks like the aesthetic that I kind of go for, film inside there, edit, you know, and then leave. The issue with that is there don't be really that much time to film short form content for Instagram, and then to film longer form content for TikTok. So I've decided to just do what I can to get this podcast up and running, even if that means buying a tripod that sticks to the window of this car and filming the podcast in the car with the microphone in my hand. Typically not what I go for, not the aesthetic that I go for, but somebody did comment. I'm going to get to the podcast, I promise. Somebody commented on one of my podcast videos and I felt like she low-key tried to read me a little bit. She did, and I think she successfully did it. Because she said, we appreciate the aesthetic, but can we get the actual podcast? The thing that I was most focused on was the aesthetic. And the thing that y'all don't really care that much for is the aesthetic. Oh, I keep hearing a clicking sound, but it's the camera trying to focus. Anyway, jumping into jumping into the actual podcast, I was in the gym, which is where I'm sitting in front of right now. I was at the gym and I was working out. And when I work out, or when I go in a sauna, I kind of listen to worship music. And then when I get out the sauna and I'm actually working out, you'll see the guns. Woo! When I get out the sauna and I'm actually working out, I'll listen to more upbeat music. I'm transparent with y'all. Fight me if you want to. Sometimes it be gospel. Sometimes it don't be gospel. But I was in the sauna and I was listening to a song called the Isaiah song, which is a song that came out years ago before COVID even was a thing. Came out years ago. The version that I listened to was released by Chandler Moore and Benita Jones. I think she goes by Benita Jones now. And I could not relate to that song in that season of my life. I can't relate to it now in this season of my life, but in between me first hearing it and me hearing it today, there was a season of my life that felt like it was a barren season, a season where I felt like I was trying to produce whatever that looks like for us, right? Trying to either produce a business idea, trying to produce a dream, trying to produce spiritually, grow spiritually. That barren season is a time period where we are trying to produce and nothing is coming out of the season. I feel like I'm trying. I feel like I keep trying. And there might be even some of us who feel like we want to try, but we just don't have it in us to go after the thing that God is calling us to go after, or to go after the thing that we just want to go after. And so this podcast is specifically, is really for everybody who wants to listen, but it's specifically for the person who feels like you've been trying to go after a thing and you're in a season of barrenness where you're not birthing whatever you're supposed to be birthing in this season. So if you haven't heard the Isaiah song, I really do encourage you to, I don't want you to lead a podcast, I feel like you're not gonna come back, but I do encourage you to either listen to it after this podcast or to drop this podcast real quick, go listen to the song, and then come back so that you have some kind of revelation, or at least Google the lyrics to the song. But for clarity, the barren season is a season of our lives. Again, I kind of explained it once, but I'm gonna try to put it in layman's terms a little bit more. The barren season is a season in our lives where I feel like I'm trying to go, and if we're speaking spiritually, I guess we can break it up spiritually. So the way this podcast works, if you don't know, we talk about things spiritually, our relationship with God, our relationship with others, our relationship with ourselves. And so I think that there could be three levels of a barren season. First level with God is my barrenness spiritually, where I'm trying to either produce what God has called me to produce and it's not working, or, and this will be another podcast episode, or I'm trying to birth, quote unquote, my relationship with Christ. And I don't feel that my relationship with Christ is where my relationship with Christ should be. Either because I'm struggling with a thing that is blocking me from God, or I simply just don't understand how to get where I want to be with God, or I don't have the community to be in the place where I want to be with God. Another transparent token here. I think that I am a little bit in that season of the in-between season. I don't want to say I'm in between churches right now, because that sounds a little dramatic. But I did leave my home church, went to another church, and then I left that church that I went to, which I needed to leave that area. It was necessary for me to leave that area. I didn't. I want to leave that church. Specifically, the Ram Church International is a church that literally will always have my heart. That was the number one best church I've ever been a part of in my life. To come back to where I am now, and now to be looking for a church, I'll be honest with you, I'm struggling to find a new church, because I'm struggling to find not just a church that church the way the Ramp Church, but I'm struggling to find a church that had the same level of community that the Ramp Church International in Lynchburg, Virginia, struggling to find a church that had the same community that they had. And so a little bit, it does feel that personally. Another honest cue is this is Sunday and I did not go to church. I've never been known to not miss a Sunday at church. But I overslept and I woke up and I had no ambition to go to church. I was like, I'll just do it on my own. And I don't think there's anything wrong with getting up, reading the Bible on your own, spending time worshiping God, on your own. There's no pull and there's no remorse of me missing church, because although I found places, in my home churches here, right? It's not given the thing that I want the church to give. And so I'm in a season of my life where church is a little, the community level of church at least, is kind of a barren season for me. But spiritually, I do feel like I am growing closer to God. But I definitely would say it's not at the same level that I could be growing with God if I was surrounded by a community of people who also wanted the same thing. Moving on from that, though, so that is, I guess, one level of spiritual barrenness. Physical barrenness could just be like the things that I want in life, I don't feel like I'm achieving. Whether that is financially, I don't feel like I'm in the place financially. I feel like I'm barren financially. I'm working, but I'm not really seeing I'm getting paid, which you're getting paid, which you're supposed to get paid, but you're not really seeing, you're not in the place financially where you want to be. Different level, different milestone successes that we want to experience in life, whether that would be having a college degree, being married, which kind of is on the next step of the next part of that. But not being in the relationship that you want to be in, not being married, not having children, not being a homeowner, not being in your actual career where you feel like you are waking up every day and trying to do better, but probably not trying your best. And so, or some of you might actually be trying your best, but feeling like you're in a spiritual barren or a physical barrenness there where like nothing that I want to see happening in my life is happening the way that I thought that it would be happening for me right now. And so in this season, I'm not speaking for me, but speaking for someone out there, in the season of your life, you might feel that all the work that you're doing to get where you're supposed to get or get where you desire to be, you're not there. And it feels like you're in a barren season of your life. So that is the relationship with God, the relationship with yourself. But then others might be, and I don't, again, this is not a podcast where I give advice. I just speak from experience. But you might be relationally feeling like either on a friendship level, a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend level, or a marriage level, that my relationships are barren. Either I don't have the friendships that I desire to have, I don't have the relationship that I desire to have, or I'm in a relationship and it's not the relationship that I desire to have, if I'm honest. And so that feels barren. Or being in a marriage and feeling as if your marriage is not what you expected it to be. And so now your marriage feels a little bit barren. And so I was going to say in short, but in long form, that is the different levels of what we could experience in our barren seasons. And so specifically for me, in my most barren season, I definitely have had, I'll be honest, I wouldn't say that I had a barren season relationally with other people. I definitely had relationships that, you know, I definitely had relationships that just didn't work out. I was fine with that. I would not necessarily call that a barren season. I never had a relationship that I wanted to work out badly that did not work out. So I can't experience a barrenness in relationships. I can say, though, that when it comes to friendships, I feel like for a long time I've had barren friendships. I have friends, and this is no slight to my friends who I have right now, but I don't have friends that like I could call today and be like, hey, let's go to Panera Bread. Like they don't live that close. And so the close and literal distance, those friends are, I guess that level of friendship is barren for me. And only because I have had friends, I've had great friends, but a lot of the friends that I would consider close friends, my closest friends, there are certain conversations that I want to have that guys that I was friends with, the conversations were a little bit quite literally opposite of the conversation that I desired to have in my friendships. And so for that reason, kind of lacked those friendships. But again, that doesn't feel like a barren place in my life. I'm good by myself. I'm good with people. So I don't really feel barren in there. But if I could, that would be an area that I would feel barren. But there has been times that I have felt barren spiritually. And I guess now there's a level of that that isn't as big as it has been in the past, as I just explained with being in between. I hate saying that, but being in between churches at the moment, I definitely do feel like it has affected my relationship with Christ. But if I take the church portion out of that, I would say that I'm not in a barren season with Christ, but I would say that my relationship with him is not where I desire my relationship with him to be. And it has nothing to do with God being distant. It has all to do with me being distant from God. It has all to do with my interest in studying God's word, my interest in applying God's word, not being at the level that it should be at. And I think if I were to come up with the reason of why it feels like that at this moment, as opposed to other moments in life, there's a part of me that wants to say it could be because time, that I don't have enough time. Well, I said that and I think the Holy Spirit just broke it down in my head. I would definitely say it's because of my priorities. I don't think that I have prioritized God the way that I've needed to prioritize God in my life. Oh, why would I cry about that? Yeah, I think that I have made time for a lot of other things. And I guess this is, I low key kind of do now that I'm thinking about this. I do appreciate being in between churches right now because I've always worked, especially at my home church. I've always worked in the church and that looked like a lot of times running around and doing things, whether it's in the middle of service, whether it's leading praise and worship, preaching, expediting a service, or presiding over a service. I was always on the move when it came to church. And it wasn't until I left. And I think this is another reason why I appreciate the ramp so much. It wasn't until I left that I got to attend church. I don't know why this conversation, this is not supposed to be like this. It wasn't until I got to the ramp that I was able to experience a church that was great. Yes, a church that had a great community of people. But it wasn't until I got there that I got to experience a different level in my relationship with God. Because when it came to church, I did not have to move around. I did not have to be required to be thinking about something. I think about the story of Mary and Martha. I can't remember which one did what. But one of them, Jesus came to their door. One of them was just like bowed down before him, worshiping him, serving him, and living in the moment that Jesus was present. The other one was like, oh my God, we got to get the food. We got to wash the wall. You're like, it's just doing so much stuff and missing out on the fact that Jesus was there. There was a time in my life where that was me, where like I was in church, but like I was serving. So I kept missing, and we did not come from a big church. So it was almost as if you said no, it was, you know, shame on you, because you know, we don't have enough people for your no. And so with that said, now that I am not in a place where, when I got to the ramp, I was in a place where I did not have to prioritize the moving around. I got to really just sit in and enjoy and soak in God. And my relationship grew so much, and my revelation of who God was grew so much, and the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to speak to me grew so much, where now I haven't gone back to a church where I'm moving all the time, but I definitely, I guess, just missing that experience of that church, and now I'm trying to find that, not being as excited about church. And so then not using the moments to really soak up what God was saying in the sermon, what God was saying to me in praise and worship moments. And so all that to say, that there is a level of barrenness that we can oftentimes feel in our relationship with God. But I think that we have to sit down and be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, am I prioritizing my relationship with God? And if I'm honest, I think I do a good job at prioritizing my relationships, all my other relationships, right? The relationships with my family, with my the friends that I have, with my girlfriend, I think I do a great job at prioritizing those relationships. But I will say that when things go lacking in those relationships, I definitely might hit a wall of not prioritizing those relationships the way that I should. Similarly to this situation where I feel like my relationship with God, something in that relationship, which is church, hit a little bit of a wall. And so now me prioritizing that relationship has shifted. That's not an excuse. It's just the reason why the priority has shifted. But I think that I did get a little bit choked up when I first, and I kind of don't want to go back to talking about it because I feel like I'll get choked up again. But I got choked up in the beginning when I first mentioned it, because God is so good. God is so good. And even in the moments that I do not honor him fully in my relationship with him, he honors me. Yeah. So the Bible talks about how God chases us. There's literally a scripture in the Bible. I think the King James version of it says that if you make your beds in the uttermost parts of the earth, that he would be right there. And I think there's other translations that literally say, if you make your bed in hell, God will follow you and be right there with the Spirit of God will follow you and be right there with you. And so I have definitely not made my bed in hell, not even close to me. I have not gotten close to that point in my life. But I've made my bed in enjoying things of life that don't take away from God, but that don't bring me closer to God. They're just me living my life, me enjoying time, and not really giving God what to do God. But the fact that God does not change means that when he said in his word that he would follow us to the uttermost parts of the earth, means that he still sticks with me, that even when I'm just living my life and I actively feel like my relationship with God is getting low key barren because I'm not prioritizing it or focusing on it as much as I should, he still follows me and he still chases me. But there have been past seasons of my life where I did feel like I was doing the thing. Like I was showing up to church. I was serving the church. My relationship with him felt barren. But the question that, knowing what I know now, the question that I would have asked myself in past times would be, where was your heart at in those seasons? And I think oftentimes we place our heart in a serving posture, which isn't wrong. But I think that we overly place our hearts and our intentions to serve God well, but not to be in relationship with God well. Because sometimes serving God or serving anybody can be satisfying on its own. And so being a good boyfriend, being a good girlfriend, you can be satisfied. And I enjoy buying my girl flowers because I know it makes her feel good. And so in turn, like that also makes me feel good. And so buying her flowers is a 50-50 thing. 50% of it is that it makes her feel good. The other 50% is that it makes me feel good. And so if I take her 50% out of the equation, it still would make me feel good to buy her flowers. Saying all that to say that sometimes serving God feels good to us. It feels good to serve. It feels good to have. There's a thing called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It feels good to be needed in a place that needs you or that wants you, that desires for you to serve. And so we're serving God, but are we actually serving our relationship with God? Serving my relationship with a person looks like spending time with them, looks like having conversations with them, looks like having deeper levels of intimate moments, not all sex, but having different levels of intimate moments that I wouldn't necessarily share with anybody else. Relationally with God, that looks like worship, that looks like prayer, that looks like giving, having private, intimate conversations with God that you wouldn't have with other people. And so when we check our heart, we might be serving God, we might be doing, showing up and doing the thing right. But is my heart in the right place to build an actual relationship with God? Am I spending quality time with God in a way that isn't just going to church? How does my Monday through Friday look? How does my Monday through Sunday look? Am I spending time with God in those moments? Is there a part of the day that I could actually say that I'm spending, that I purposely spend time with God in these moments? And so I was in a season of my life very similar to that where I was serving, but I don't think that my heart was postured or my intentions were postured in a good way. And I didn't do it because I didn't do it purposely to, you know, offend God or whether he's offended by it or not. I didn't do it purposely. It was just I was serving and I did not really understand the motive behind why I should be serving or what the other part of serving looks like. There's one part of serving that literally looks like serving God. There's another part of serving that looks like serving the relationship that we have with God. So whether or not wherever your level of barrenness in your season looks like, whether that is relationally with God or whether that looks like being in a bad place in your life where, oh, what does that mean? Something's about to die. Oh, the memory card's going to run out. Hold, please. So for some of us, barren season isn't necessarily a spiritual thing. We just might feel that we're in a season where we're trying to do as much as we can do with what we have, but we don't feel like anything is being produced out of this season. Money, financially, and our home life, however, whatever things that we could go down the list and name, you might feel that you're doing all that you can. You might feel like you're doing all that you can do to be where you want to be, but it's not really producing anything. I've also been in a season like that. What I've learned from that season is one of two things. The Bible talks about this too, that there is a time. I want to find that scripture actually. Hold on. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter, it says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to throw away. A time to keep, I'm sorry, and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So that scripture makes me or helps me to understand that there will be different seasons in my life. There will be seasons where I feel like I'm reaping the biggest harvest that I've ever reaped before or repped. I don't know what the past tense of reap is, but there might be a season in my life where I feel that the season that I'm in, I'm reaping a whole lot of things that I prayed for, a whole lot of things that I've expected to reap in my life. There might also be a season where I feel like I'm not reaping a thing at all. I feel like I'm losing more than I'm gaining. I feel like I'm looking around and it's an empty, desolate place. And I don't understand why I'm in this place. The thing for us to understand that the Bible just pointed out to us is that there is a time, everything that we go through, every moment of our life, there is a season dedicated to that moment. And understanding that the prayers, the fasting, the effort that I put into this season, because God is just that kind of God, that it will produce reproduce itself in the season of a harvest. And so if you're currently in a season that feels like it's barren, whatever that is, understand what you have to understand, what planting the seed in this season looks like for you. If you have a business and you're waiting for that business to pop off, but you're in a season, you haven't seen a single sale in that season. If you're in a season right now and you're in school and everything is hard, going hard for you right now, and you don't understand it. If you're in a season and you're trying to get into that career that you want to get into, and you see everybody else getting into that career, but you're having a hard time understanding how I'm supposed to get into that career, because what my life looks like now isn't reflective of that season. If you're in a season where you feel like, I want to be in a relationship, I want to be settled down, I want to be getting married, I want to be having children, I want to buy a house, I want to be that white picket fence family, but I don't see that happening for me right now. Understand, for all of those moments and any moment that I didn't name, understand what planting a seed in that moment, planting a seed for that moment looks like for you in this moment. Does that look like, all right, I'm in a barren season, so I'm working. I might not be making the money that I want to make, but I got to save. And even if me saving is just saving $5 a paycheck, that's planting a seed for the season that I expect to be in. If you want to be in that relationship, that whatever relationship you've come up with your mind that you want to be in, but for your relationship life, it seems barren. Understand who you are, understand what you like, understand what you won't put up with in a future season, so that when you get in a relationship and it's that harvest season where you're getting into the relationship, you won't mishandle that season of your life where relationships are working out for you. Because I understood in a season where it wasn't working out, I understood who I was, I understood who I wanted, I understand what I didn't want. And now I'm walking into this season of a harvest relationship wise, and I know exactly who I want to be to the person that I'll end up with, and I won't mishandle the opportunity of meeting that person. We can go on for days and talking about what planting a seed looks like in your barren season. But whatever it is, I literally, after this episode, or pause this for a moment and just write down, take out your notes and your phone and just type out what planting a seed in this season looks like for you. Content wise, I just thought about this. Content wise, I remember there was a time where I had hundreds of thousands of followers, and I was losing more followers a day, a month, a year. I was losing more followers than I was gaining, and I was confused. I knew I was transitioning out of the content that I was doing. I didn't know that I was transitioning into this content. I could have never have told you that I was doing this. I would be doing this. But in that moment, that was a barren season for me, right? I wasn't getting the views. I wasn't getting the engagement. I wasn't getting the brand new opportunities that I was getting in past times. I was also my accounts grew fairly quick, but I was getting none of that. And that was a barren season in this portion of my career. That was a barren season. But I understood the importance of planning. I literally could pull out an 8-page document that I made on Canva and print it out using my company's money at the time. Sorry, Verizon. But I could literally pull out that paper and show you that in a barren season, I was still planning for a season that would be harvestful. This is a harvestful season for me in this content creator career. And there will come a season, because this is just how life works, there will come a season where it might seem desolate again. There will come a season where it might seem barren again. And even in that season, I'll understand, just like a farmer has these different seasons throughout the year when they're supposed to harvest, where they're supposed to plant, where they're supposed to just wait around. I'll understand in the next barren season for me, content wise, what my assignment to that season is. And so understanding what your assignment to that season is, and understanding what planting seeds for the harvest season looks like for you. This is the one thing I'm going to close out with. This is the one thing that I know about God. And this is obviously, I try not to be hyper spiritual on this podcast. I'm not, because I'm not a hyper spiritual person in real life. I just love God. And that is as far as it goes. I'm just as much of a sinner as the person walking down the street. I just understand our access to grace, and I use it every moment that I can and every moment that I need to. However, though, my life always, and my biggest prayer, woo, this episode for me, my biggest prayer is that in every experience and every encounter that I have, that how I live my life, that it would point back to Jesus. Even in moments where, like, it could not really be pointing back to Jesus, find some way, God, find some way for my life, the experience that people have with me, the conversation that they have with me, the interactions that they have with me. My prayer always is, find a way for that to point back to you so that you might be glorified. I say that to say that I'm going to end this podcast, and this might sound, everybody watching this might not be a spiritual person, might not believe in Jesus Christ. This is my belief. And so naturally, this is going to flow out of me. And so I'll close with saying, I wrote this in my Notion notes, when it's the right time, and this is what I've said this in 1,000 videos on my TikTok and on my Instagram, when it's the right time, God will know it's the right time, and he will put you in the season that you need to be in for that time. One thing that I know, even when we read the story, multiple stories in the Bible, but when we read the story of Job, we understand that God allowed that season to happen to Job for the time that he allowed that season to happen for Job, because God knew who Job was. He knew what Job can handle. I say the same thing to us, that if we feel like we're in a barren season, a confusing season where nothing is working out, understand that God knows best what he's doing. God knows best when the thing is supposed to work out for us. God knows best how the thing is supposed to work out for us. And even in the seasons that seem barren, God is able to open the womb of a barren woman. Same in our seasons, God is able to literally open the wounds of a barren season and produce a harvest for us that will allow our season that we're walking into to be fruitful, to multiply, and to be used for his glory. But we have to be able to manage. I believe that God is God of promotion, and a good manager only promotes the person who is ready for the next position. And I believe that when God sees that we're managing this season, not when we wake up on a good day and we manage the season right, but when God sees that we've been managing the season right all along, that God will be faithful to us in putting us in the next season. And I think that we also have to realize that just because it's a harvest season doesn't mean, just because it's not a harvest season doesn't mean it's a bad season. It's simply just a season that's not harvest time. And I think that when we come to an understanding that every season will have a purpose and every season will serve its purpose, I think that we will understand the purpose that God has on our lives a little bit better when we understand that just because it's not working out the way that I want it to work out in this season does not mean that this is necessarily a bad season. Well, what a podcast episode, all from listening to the Isaiah song in the sauna at the gym. If you like this episode, be sure to give it a thumbs up. I love to see y'all interact on Spotify and where all these other, I only see the interactions on Spotify, I think. But I love to see the interactions on Spotify and YouTube. So if you like this episode, be sure to let me know. You can slide in my DMs too on Instagram. Not on that level, but just talking about the podcast. And let me know how much you enjoy the episode. Share it with a friend that you feel might be in a barren season or might have experienced a barren season or just might be going through a season where they could hear something from this podcast that could help them. Thank you all for watching. Until next time, we don't ever know when next time will be on this podcast. But until next, before I go, let me say this. This is on my mind. And I shut it out a few seconds ago and I was back. So I got to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Thank you guys for... Thank you guys for watching this episode in my car. Is that crazy? If this does well, then I'm just going to be sticking this daggone tripod, or it's a suction cup tripod. I'm going to stick it up on the car window some more. I spend probably 85% of my life in my car. All I do at home is just sleep and eat sometimes. For the most part, I'm in this car. So, yeah, if this does well, then I guess we'll just be a car podcast. Sometimes in the car, sometimes not in the car. We'll see what the Lord says. Anyway... Until next time, thank you guys for watching again. Y'all are the best. Y'all are the greatest people. Shout out again to the people who are in Africa, all the countries in Africa. I appreciate y'all's support, the ever-growing support over there. And until next time, goodbye.